if you kept an eye on them.
Hi, thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shaney. May I please have your email address to locate an account for you?
Shaney, I don't have an email address.
Okay. Can I get your first and last name to locate the account?
Yeah, Susan Blair, B as in boy, L-A-I-R.
All right, thank you. And I'm just trying to locate the account. When was the last time that you placed an order with us?
Oh, probably October, maybe. Or at least I called to adjust my dates of delivery.
Okay. Could you confirm your shipping address for me?
Sure. 1416 Carroll Avenue, Ames, Iowa 50010.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I do have the account pulled up here. You have the subscription for the Triple Action Probiotic, the Vitamin D3, and also the Omega-3?
Correct.
Okay, and how can I further assist you?
I need to know when my next shipment for the Omega is going to be, and also the probiotic, and I need to change the date for the Vitamin D3 because I have plenty right now.
Okay. All right, so for the probiotic, your next order is not until 34 days. The vitamin D3 and also the omega-3 are due to ship out in the next, well, due to be charged in the next 4 days.
Okay, I want to receive the omegas on time. I need to adjust the D3 to February 15th.
Okay. And also, the card that we have on file, it expires this month. Would you like to update your card information today?
Oh, that's right. Let me get my purse here. It's the same number, but the expiration date is now 12 of 26.
Okay, hang on just a moment. I'm moving the date for your vitamin D3. You said you don't want to be billed again until February, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we skipped your December order. So the next bill date won't. So the next bill date won't be until February the 12th.
That'll be good. Yeah, 2/12.
And let me get back up here so we can get your payment information updated. And I'm still here, Ms. Blair, just making sure everything is up to date. So we're still good for your probiotic. Your next order for that will be on January the 13th. You want to keep that there?
Can I get it sooner?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as you could ship it out then. Same time as the omegas, that'd be good.
Okay. So that's due to be billed on the 14th. Let me get that updated for you. So we're switching it from January to the 14th when the omega-3 comes out, right?
12/14/22, right?
Yes. So let me get that updated.
Okay.
Okay. So, just to recap, we got you pushed out on your vitamin D3 till February the 12th. Your next order for the probiotic is going to come the same time as the omega-3.
Okay, and can you give me the current price for each of those?
I can. Just one second. So you are paying $59.99 for the omega-3.
And does that include my state tax, or do I need to account for that myself. 7% is what it is here in Iowa.
Let me see if I can double check that for you.
Okay.
Okay, so no, all of these are flat rates. No tax
included. Okay, so it'll be plus tax. Okay.
No, no tax.
No tax?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's no tax or shipping charge. So what you pay is what you pay. And you're paying $19.95 for the probiotic.
Okay.
And $39.90 for the vitamin D3. Because you're getting the 60 count with two bottles for that.
Okay. All right. Well, I will look forward to receiving that.
Okay. Well, hang on just a moment. I do want to get that card information updated on your account.
Yeah, make sure.
So give me just another moment so I can get back to that page.
I'm not in a hurry.
Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. I appreciate your company. This is a very high-quality omega, and I love it.
Okay. Do you have access to the Omax Health website?
No, I'm low-tech, and I'm not online.
Okay. Because it's not letting me update it. So what I'm going to do, give me just a moment. I'm going to send some information to the processing department to see if they can give you a call back to get that updated. So just one moment.
Does it show what my card number is? Can you see that?
Yes, I can see the last four digits is ending in 1527.
That's the same. Yes, that's correct. That part, that doesn't change at all. It's just my expiration date that has changed.
And I'm still here, Ms. Blair, so I can make sure I get this form filled out so someone can give you a call back to update your card payment.
Thank you for telling me that you're still there because I just hear silence. So
yes, ma'am,
reassuring.
I didn't want you to think that the line got dropped.
Thank you.
And I'm still here, just making sure I have everything accurate for you. All right. I got the information sent so someone can reach back out to you so they can get your payment information updated. And I know it's just a change as far as just the year on there, but for whatever reason, the system is not allowing me to do the update for you. So I do want to make sure that you get taken care of. So someone will reach out to you within the next 24 to 48 hours to update everything on your account.
Okay. Do you have my phone number? Because it is a new phone number since the last time I talked to you all.
Okay, so the phone number that I have, I actually got the one that you called in on, which is 515-708-5180.
Yes, that's it.
Do we need to update that on the account as well?
Yes, I think that'd be a good idea. Make sure it matches up. I don't have email. I don't have voicemail set up yet, so I will. What phone number should I look to recognize when they call?
You're going to receive a call from my Omax Health website number. So give me 1 second so I can confirm that I'm going to give you the correct information for that. Okay. And the phone number should, I'm not, it may not come back incoming as that, but our phone number is 800-765-6691.
Okay, that's the number I called to get you, so that I know that one.
Okay. All right, well, we got everything squared away. Is there anything else that I can further assist you with in the meantime?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure assisting you, and thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.